Welcome, athletes. We're diving into hip mobility today, the absolute foundation of running performance and injury prevention. And the data backs this up. Research indicates that 65% of runners develop hip-related injuries annually, the vast majority of which are entirely preventable through targeted mobility work. When your hips are locked down, it restricts your stride length, forces your body into compensatory movement patterns, and transfers excessive mechanical stress right down to your knees and lower back. And let's be honest about the culprit here. Modern sedentary lifestyles are a primary driver of hip dysfunction. Think about it. Jobs requiring prolonged sitting have increased by 83% since 1950, effectively locking your hips into persistent flexion and chronically shortening those hip flexors. This restriction creates a real biomechanical cascade. You're looking at shortened strides, restricted knee lift, higher energy expenditure on those inclines, and chronic pain flaring up in the lower back or knees. I see this all the time. Many runners mistakenly treat knee pain as a joint issue, when, in reality, it is frequently just a symptom of hip weakness and limited extension. So, understanding the distinction between flexibility and mobility is critical for your training. Flexibility refers to passive range of motion, while mobility is the active, strength-based control of that range. Optimal running mechanics require both, but mobility takes priority for dynamic movement. Your hip complex relies on coordinated action from the hip flexors, glutes, quadriceps, hamstrings, and adductors to deliver that stability and propulsive power we need. Early detection prevents long-term setbacks, so watch for the signs. Common warning signs include persistent lower back pain, front hip or upper thigh discomfort, groin pain, and just a general sensation of tightness during movement. You can pinpoint specific limitations using four simple self-assessments. First, the Thomas test evaluates hip flexor tightness by observing thigh and knee position while lying on a bed. Second, the seated figure four test measures external rotation by counting fist widths between the knee and the floor. Third, the active straight leg raise assesses hamstring and posterior chain mobility, with 70 degrees serving as the functional benchmark. And fourth, the deep squat test evaluates overall hip mechanics, identifying issues like heel lift or inward knee collapse. Now, an effective hip mobility strategy requires a structured, three-part routine. Start with the pre-run. Perform dynamic stretches to increase blood flow and activate neuromuscular pathways. Leg swings, hip flexor knee drives, and standing figure four rotations prepare the body for impact. Studies show dynamic warm-ups can extend time to fatigue by nearly 2.5 minutes compared to sedentary pre-run habits. Next, post-run, utilize static stretching when muscles are fully warmed. Hold hip flexor lunges, supine figure four stretches, and pigeon pose for at least 30 seconds each to trigger tissue adaptation and reduce delayed onset muscle soreness. Then strengthening. Remember, mobility without strength leads to joint instability. Incorporate glute bridges, clamshells, and lateral lunges, aiming for 1 to 3 sets of 12 to 15 repetitions. This builds the posterior chain and lateral stability required to absorb foot strike forces. Finally, recovery tools. Foam rolling the quadriceps, tensor fasciae lati, piriformis, glutes, and adductors for 30 seconds per area, combined with resistance bands, enhances tissue elasticity and accelerates recovery. Critical takeaways for implementation are straightforward. Consistency outweighs intensity. Just 5 to 10 minutes of targeted stretching before and after runs, or 15 minutes of daily hip work, dramatically improves stride efficiency, reduces lower back stress, and prevents compensation injuries. Always test your baseline mobility before designing a routine. Prioritize dynamic movements before running and static holds afterward. Pair every stretch with targeted strengthening to create resilient joints. Finally, treat hip mobility as a long-term investment that counteracts the biomechanical deficits of modern desk jobs. Small, consistent daily efforts compound over time, transforming restrictive hips into powerful, stable joints that extend your running career and keep you pain-free.